Stop 3. Hemlock Grove. Most of these trees are eastern or Canadian hemlock. Hemlocks are recognized by their short, flat, deep green needles that are whitish beneath. In contrast, the needles of spruces are prickly sharp, while those of pine are long and thin. Feel the flat, glossy needles of one of the hemlocks along the left side of the trail. The waxy covering helps the tree keep in its moisture. Hold it to your nose. What does it smell like? Does it feel cooler or warmer under these trees than out in the open? Hemlocks create a dense shade and acidic soil due to the acid in their decaying needles. Not many species of plants can grow in such situations. Evergreens, of course, don't drop all their needles in fall like leafy deciduous trees drop leaves. Deciduous trees lose their leaves to conserve moisture during the cold, dry winter season. Years ago, hemlocks were harvested for their inner bark, which contains a lot of tannic acid, or tannin. As the name hints at, tannin was used to tan leather. These days, leather is tanned by means of chemicals rather than tannin from hemlock trees. A current threat to hemlock trees in New England is a tiny Asian insect called hemlock woolly adelgid. Adelgids suck the sap from hemlocks in such large numbers that they eventually weaken the tree, and it usually dies within several years. Some parts of southern New England have already lost large numbers of their hemlocks to this invasive pest. These insects live in little, white, cottony clumps at the bases of the needles and are easiest to see from below. When ready, bear gently to the left, around the evergreens in an arc, cross Bluebird Trail, and continue to follow All Persons Trail along the left edge of an old field at a split rail fence. Stop number 4 is 120 feet from the hemlock. A sign is situated on the second fence post from the near end. There is a bench on the left, and nearby there is a picnic area. We invite you to enjoy the picnic area now or at the end of your trail visit.